Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It's time now for Light for the Pathway with W.A. Thompson.
And once again, we greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the Savior of sinners. He is the only Savior of sinners. And if you don't know Him, then you don't have salvation. If you don't know God's Son, then you do not have the salvation that God provides. I say that again. If you don't have a personal relationship with God's Son through faith in His finished work on the cross, then you do not have the salvation that God gives, and you still you still belong to the race that is on this planet. That's the planet is about to be destroyed, and you are a dying man or a woman, and you're without hope as long as you're relying on your plan. The plan to deliver you must be God's plan that you must accept, and that person is Jesus Christ that you must rest upon. He's the one who has conquered death, hell, and the grave. And if you'll put your faith and trust in Him, He will receive you readily into God's family. Now let's think about this statement of the Lord making in the book of Matthew chapter 7, that the straight and narrow road, the straight and narrow path, there are many who follow the broad path. And many times you may be made to feel that because you're following this narrow path, that you are narrow and that there is no place for you. Well, the Lord has already told us that there are few travelers on this road in Matthew 7. There are few travelers on this road. And the Lord has many who are on the road that leads on this narrow road. It's a narrow road right in the middle of the broad path where people are catering to the flesh. And the flesh, with its immediate quest for pleasure and immediate gratification, seems to cloud out the need to deny this flesh, the old nature. But the Lord would have us to rest in His promises, to wait on Him and to abide in His way. There are many who are on this straight and narrow road, and they're not enjoying the Christian walk. They are enduring it. They have not come to the place to where they're really recognizing that there is joy in serving Jesus. If you are trying to drag some weight along that the Lord hasn't given to you, that's why you are miserable. If you will give to the Lord all things and surrender to Him and submit your way and plan and purpose to His way, He says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Now notice He said, my burden is light. He tells us to cast all of our cares upon Him. He tells us to take no anxious thought for things of tomorrow. And so we are not to be carrying on our shoulders our cares, but we are to cast our every care upon Him. Cast our every care upon Him. That's what the Lord wants you and me to do. Now, as we cast our cares, do we delight in the fact that the Lord is carrying our burdens? Do we delight in the fact that He is able to carry us along? He carries His dear little children along, as the shepherd will pick up the sheep that is injured and carry it on his shoulder. He carries us along, and the burdens that we carry, but we're sure we should have cast our every care. When you cast these cares, that's the same word that is used when the Lord talks about casting the devil into the bottomless pit. The Lord would have you to cast your cares upon Him. When you cast your cares upon Him, they're no longer yours. They're beyond your grasp. Now you talk to the Lord, but they belong to Him. Dear Heavenly Father, help us to delight in walking with Thee and living for Thee in this straight and narrow path. We have Thy presence. Help us to recognize of Thy love and Thy faithfulness for Jesus' sake. Amen. Let's go back to the book of Exodus, chapter 35 now. And the Lord, we have seen, is telling the prophet Moses that he is to construct this tabernacle, and Moses is going specifically according to God's precepts and plan and way. And we will learn of the special one who's called and the attitude of the people in their giving. We have the contributions that are made by the people. They're giving their contributions to the Lord. The utensils are set before them. The Lord tells them to take an offering unto the Lord. And this is to be given of a willing heart, verse 5 of Exodus 35. When you give unto the Lord, do you delight in giving, or do you want it to be known that you have given? Do you want the Lord to be the one who gives? There are many people who give anonymously. Now, in our day, we give because we love the Lord, and the federal government requires that we give record or make a knowledge of where our gifts have gone. And we are not giving so that others can know how much we give or where we give or that we give, but we give because we love the Lord and we want to obey the law in this matter. We give as unto the Lord. For if you don't take a note of your giving, then you will be paying twice. You will be doubly taxed for that, and I don't think that's a wise use of God's money if we do not, and that's one of the times that I will say so. There are people who say that they won't pay the tax because they will hide what they get. But if we are to be law-abiding citizens, and the law has been brought into existence by the permission of God, and God is a God of law and order, and so, therefore, we are to pay our taxes. Render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's, and unto God that which is God's. In the building of the tabernacle, the people gave generously. They gave of a willing heart of the substance that they had gotten. Now, how did they get this, which they are giving? How did they get the gold, the silver, the purple, the goat skin, the hair? How did they get all of that? Where did they get it from? Was it something that they had saved for years? No, it was something the Lord had done concerning the people of Egypt. The Lord caused the Egyptians to give generously. And the Egyptians were saying, go here, take this. And they gave their all to the people of Egypt, or the people of Israel. The Egyptians gave much. That's and another thing we want to point out. Do you remember what happened when the children of Israel came out of Egypt while Moses was on the mountain? He was giving himself to the Lord's service, and they were giving their substance to a sinful cause. They were submitting themselves to their own will in having the golden calf made, because they didn't see Moses anymore. As for this Moses, we wot not what has come of him. And so they gave of their substance to a sinful cause. But this substance had been given to them by the Lord, for the Lord's purpose. And now there are those who are able to give for the building of the tabernacle. They had given of their gold for the construction of the golden calf. And Aaron had followed them in doing this. The substance was to be given for the Lord. They gave of a willing heart to the Lord's cause. Also, the scriptures tell us in verse 10, every wise-hearted among you shall come and make all that the Lord hath commanded. So those who are of a wise heart are to use their gift for the Lord. Now, where did they get this wise heart? See, wisdom comes from God, and these were to use their wisdom for the purpose of the work of God, for the purpose of constructing the work of God. That's what the Lord intends for me and you to do with that, those gifts that he gives to us, to use our work for the work of God. Use everything, our minds, our physical ability for the Lord, to the construction of God's work. And so the tabernacle, the tent, the covering, all of the little pieces of furniture that were not the little pieces, but the attachments that were to hold this together. All of this came from the Lord's people. All of this came for the Lord's purpose. The wise hearted were to come and to make all that the Lord had commanded. Now, notice it says, every wise hearted among you shall come. I ask you today, have you given yourself to the Lord for God's own use, in God's own place, for God's own purpose? Have you ever considered that? Or are you saying, I will wait until that day when I think there's a good cause? Now, God's work is God's work. And that's the greatest work that one can ever be involved in. You have been given a certain amount, and that which you have came from God. It's to be used for God. It's to be used during the time that God gives to you to use it. And these were to make their talents available for the work of God. Now, the tabernacle was the temporary dwelling place for the temple, and it was to point to something that the Lord was going to do, and it did, and it does. Now, have you given yourself to this temporary place in which we now live and wherein we serve for a permanent place that the Lord has? The longer you wait, the less effective the use of your gift will be for the Lord. Now, every good and perfect gift has come from God. James teaches us this. So why would you reserve what God has given and think it's your own and be doing what the children of Israel first did in the giving of that which God had given to them to the construction of a golden calf? Now, you may be saying you're using your talent for some purpose, but is it the purpose for which God would have you to use it for? Is it being used in a way that brings glory to God? Or are you constructing your own golden calf with that which God gave? The Lord gave them the talents. The Lord gave the substance. The Lord brought the liberty. The Lord brought them to this place. And now he is going to show them his call for their lives. Have you given yourself? Have you come to a place to where you recognize that you're not here for you? You're not here for your own cause. And I hear this all the time. God wants me to be happy. Yes, he wants you to be surrendered to him. And when you are surrendered to him doing his will, you will be happy. I've never yet found a person who was fully surrendered to God's will and said, oh, I'm so sorry that I gave myself up to serve the Lord. Look at what has happened to me. Look how poor I am. The psalmist says, I have been young and now I'm old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. Even those missionaries who have had those who were martyred for their faith, I've never heard one of them say, or a testimony of one of them saying, I'm so sorry that I trusted Christ. No, they don't say that. God gives them grace in that dying hour. They're delighted. They have one single focus, and they're delighted to go be with Jesus, and they want others to come. They beckon many. They call many because they've given themselves, their service, their substance to the Lord. Heavenly Father, we ask thee to bless today's message. Use it, I pray, in Jesus' name to call someone into thy service. We'll be careful to praise thee for Jesus' sake. Amen.